now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I've got Stuart Rosenthal with me today. Good morning.
Hi, Eric.
So, we're talking Beacon Bits, and I want to talk briefly about health again,
right.
Specifically getting flu shots.
Right. We talked about that. We touched on it a couple of weeks ago. So, I was telling people that there are two high-dose or special flu shots for people 65 and older. One is called the high-dose. It's got four times the regular antigen as a regular flu shot, and it's because the older we get, the less our immune system responds to vaccines. So you need to really jar up the immune response so you're healthy. So that's one thing to take. The other is called Fluad, F-L-U-A-D. It's very new, only got it last year for the first time, and it's got an added ingredient called an adjuvant, MF59, whatever that is. It's supposed to create a stronger immune response, and then it hasn't really been studied head-to-head with the other two flu shots together, but it seems to be maybe even twice as effective for older adults as the high dose. So you might want to ask about that this year if you can find it. But of course, if you're allergic to eggs or you've had an allergic reaction in the past to flu shot, you don't want to do that. Pneumonia vaccines. This is something I didn't know about. Everybody over the age of 65, and even some people younger, should get a pneumonia vaccine. It's a one-time thing. You don't have to keep getting it every year. But there are now two different pneumonia vaccines that operate in different ways. So they say you should get them both. You should get the Prevnar 13 and the Pneumovax 23, but you can't take them at the same time. In fact, you have to wait up to a year between them in order to get them both. So if you've already been vaccinated with one pneumonia vaccine and it's been a year, go back to your doctor and say, I want the other one. About a million Americans get hospitalized every year with pneumonia. And it kills a lot of older adults, so it's worth getting that vaccine.
Fascinating. Do you have anything else you want
to
cover?
Yes, we do have a very interesting, relatively new drug that's been studied. I see if I can pronounce it right. Canakinumab, I believe is how it's pronounced. Canakinumab, which has been available for some rare inherited diseases. It lowers your C-reactive protein. And the doctor who discovered the C-reactive protein measurement, which measures inflammation in the body, did some testing to see if maybe this would have an impact on heart attacks, because a lot of times people who have low cholesterol still have heart attacks, and they haven't quite figured out why. So they're now sensing that maybe it's because these people have high inflammation for other reasons in their body, and it's that inflammation that leads to blood clots and that leads to heart attacks. So even if you're on the high statins and you have nice low cholesterol, you could still be dying of a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
So they tested this, and it had phenomenal success. I mean, 15% lower chance of a heart attack, which is pretty good when you're already taking all these other medications. You're already on statins. You're already on everything else. You added this to it, a 15% lower chance of heart attack, stroke, or heart-related death over the next 4 years compared to those given a dummy shot. And furthermore, it also seems to have reduced the cancer death rate among people. It's half as large among those who had this shot than those who didn't, which they weren't even looking for or expecting. But they discovered half as large amount of cancer death. So they're thinking maybe this inflammation problem affects a lot of other things that we're not even as aware of yet. So this drug may turn out to be a really big, important thing.
Call your doctor if you've got questions. And
right.
It is a very difficult drug to say. If you want to read about it and get more information, go to thebeaconnewspapers.com.
Here's a tip. It's called Ilaris, under the brand name for that rare condition. So
okay. If
you use the word Ilaris, maybe they will know it from that.
One more thing.
Okay, sure. We have a nice piece on how to cope with the loss of a pet. You know, people are often very, very close to their pets, and when they lose them, often, you know, friends and family members don't always understand what it's like, that it's really like losing a loved one, and that it takes a mourning process. People say, oh, well, get another one, you know. And, you know, if you've had a pet for 20 years, you can't just get another one. It's not right. The same thing. So there's some tips for how to feel better. You know, you should maybe even consider psychotherapy, but, you know, talk with other people who have been through it. There are self-help groups at local animal shelters and ASPCAs.
Mm-hmm.
You can identify triggers that trigger your grieving and sort of prepare for those, like if you go past the pet shop or something like that.
Right.
And just keep focused on your daily and weekly schedules to keep yourself moving and involved so that you don't sit there and just harp on it in your own mind.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's good to talk things out. Communication, oftentimes saying things about how you're feeling
mm-hmm.
is very cathartic, whether it's a pet that you've lost or something else.
Any other
love. You know, it could be about your car that you've had for 30 years and you've finally had to say goodbye.
Right.
You know, those things that are important to us, it's good to talk about it, get those feelings out and move forward from there.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you.
I'm thrilled to have Vanessa Spivacek join me, who is from the Sunrise Senior Living Communities. And Vanessa, you are the Director of Sales and Marketing here in Chevy Chase in Bethesda.
Sunrise of Bethesda.
Of Bethesda, mm-hmm.
Which is opening at the end of the year.
Yes.
Along with Sunrise of Chevy Chase, two brand new communities.
That is so exciting. Right, and location, location, location.
Oh, yeah.
We often talk that in real estate, and these are two brand new locations for Sunrise. Can you just introduce our audience to what it is you're going to offer
Well, we have assisted living and memory care. These are two high-rises, 9 stories. It's not your grandmother's assisted living. Mm-hmm. It's a very fresh, innovative, contemporary look. So it's going to have very modern furnishings. The artwork is not going to be, you know, Victorian girls. It's going to be just a very innovative new approach.
I love it. And I've seen samples of the tile and the decorative coloring and so on. It's going to be very, very nice. And you're going to have big open spaces. There's going to be all of the amenities that you would expect from a high-end luxury apartment building or even condominium building.
Exactly.
How could our listeners find out more about this?
They can go on the Sunrise website, mm-hmm. or they can call the communities directly. We do have sales offices at both locations. The website's a good place to start because they have a computer-animated virtual tour of each community as well.
Good. And that, what is that web address?
It's sunriseseniorliving.com.
Okay. sunriseseniorliving.com if you want to do a virtual tour. So I've asked you and Beth McLean, who's also in studio, sans mic, and I'll get you talking before we're done. I've asked you to help our audience understand, you know, how to approach getting older. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think that those are words that are kind of difficult to chew on, but the reality is for everyone, right? So how do we do it?
No one's reversed it yet.
Right, nobody's reversed it yet. And how can we thrive in life? And how do we approach this? And how do we help our parents in that process? So we're creating a segment here on the show called the Sunrise Corner. Where we bring a corner of some of the knowledge and wisdom that you and some of the others at Sunrise will bring to us here on the show every month or so. So we'd like to discuss maybe one of the hot items that you're seeing and how can we help those who are listening.
I think one of the things, I've been doing this about 20 years. Mm-hmm. Sunrise of Bethesda is my 6th Sunrise, but I have not worked exclusively for Sunrise. My mother is also in a Sunrise in memory care. So not only am I representing Sunrise Senior Living, but I'm also a family member with a lot of experience. And one of the things that I think is most difficult for most families is to know when it's the right time to make a move. Mm-hmm. A lot of emotions come up, but typically, when someone picks up the phone to call a community, there's an inkling that something has happened, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. they may not know what's the right product, for lack of a better word. Independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing and rehab, a large community, a small community. And online research is where people start, but that can be confusing too.
Mm-hmm.
Some online resources are paid. Mm-hmm. So the resources that you're getting from them are companies that have paid them to make the referral. Some are nonprofits, some are county motivated. But the best option, I think, is to, you know, call a community and ask what they recommend, because they'll know the resources that are available in your neighborhood or whatever jurisdiction you're looking in.
So I'm a sandwich kid. My dad's 89. My mom's 82. And they've made the decision to move into independent living at this stage. But it's a CCRC.
Right.
Happens to be out of this area. But that was a process that my parents went through to make that decision on their own, which isn't always the case.
No.
So
frequently isn't the case.
So tell me, what do you see? And how do you help the kids who call you and say, hey, need to help mom, help dad? How do I handle that process?
Well, I think trying to get the parents engaged in the process mm-hmm. is the most successful way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, people wait until there's a crisis, and that's what you want to avoid. You know, if a parent will be willing to go out, take a look at the different options, and they can say, Eric, this is what I want when the time comes.
Yes.
When I'm no longer safe in the house, but of course, that day is never going to come. But I have done my research, and this is what's important to me. Mm-hmm. Too often, people wait until there's been a crisis. So it's been a hospitalization, they're not driving anymore, they've broken a hip, and then you're functioning in that emergency, and it's not always as smooth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so that it's interesting, because I'll get a couple referred to me. I'll take them out, looking at condominium living, apartment living, and then even continuing care retirement communities. And it's there's typically a period of time, like a 3 to 4 year period of inching that white flag up the pole to say, okay, I'm ready to surrender, but I'm not quite ready yet. And right. that's the consistent phrase, I'm not quite ready yet.
Yes.
And so much of what we've done as a group at the Eric Stewart Group is to try to, is from the real estate side, guide people in thinking about when are you going to be ready from the real estate side, and
right.
what you're guiding people from the health side.
Right.
And the living side, and I think together we can tag team and help people.
And independent mm-hmm. living is a different move because it's not necessarily need driven.
Yes.
By the time people need assisted living, typically something has changed.
Let's come right back and follow up on that point. Need driven change. What does it look like, and what would it look like for you? I'll be right back with more of the Eric Stewart Show in just a moment. Mm-hmm.